You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
Right, 10 past 8 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning. Why in the world is he playing TLC? Why are we hearing Waterfalls this morning? Well, it all fits. Lieutenant Pat Eash here from the Port Huron Police Department. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We're going to talk about something that some people are very aware of. Some people have no idea that this is a thing, but we're getting close to the end of the school year, and there is a tradition among students, kind of, not really a prank, but something that I'll let you explain a little bit more.
Sure, yeah. So this wasn't around when I was in school, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
It does.
The high school or senior water wars. So appropriate timing for TLC Waterfalls with our storm last night.
Right, right.
And then
right.
Our subject today involving the water wars. So I'll give you a little background on what it is. Again, this is new to me over the past few years. I'm a little out of, you know, high school, college age, but... So it's an informal student-run game. Uh-huh. It's an elimination game, and since, you know, spring is here and we're getting close to the end of the school year, this is when we start to see the water wars pop up. So basically, students sign up either as a team or individually for the water wars, and it's usually organized like in group chats or a lot of time on Snapchat. It really kind of came about over social media, the games did. So the students, whether it's a team or individual, are assigned a target, which is another student or another team. And the goal is to sneak up on that target and squirt them with a squirt gun.
Love it.
And then that player would be then eliminated from the game. And basically it goes until every player or team's eliminated, the last one standing wins. Usually they play for, you know, a little bit of money or something, some motivation. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun game to play towards the end of the school year, kind of one last hurrah for all the seniors. And as fun as it is, it does kind of come with some things to be aware of so that that fun doesn't turn into a call for service or a police call. You know, we want everyone to have a good time out there and enjoy their senior year. So this message is for students that are listening and for the parents, too. Mm-hmm. Just some things to be aware of. So it is fun, but we don't want it to turn into a police call. And this is kind of how it happens. And I've experienced this myself when I was working road patrol. A lot of times, like you mentioned, a lot of people are not aware that this is going on. So if you're unsuspecting and you're driving down the street, or maybe you're at home and you see someone hiding in the bushes with a squirt gun that could be mistaken for a real weapon, that's a lot of times the calls that we will get. So it's something to be aware of. So people will see that. They'll call 911, say there's a man with a gun hiding in my bushes, and that's an automatic red flag. Uh-oh, what's going on?
Right.
That's a very high-stress incident. So we don't want that to happen. Luckily, our officers are pretty aware that this stuff's going on. So they go in with some caution to begin with. So that's one thing. Another thing to be aware of is if the students are entering into private property, cutting through yards, maybe jumping fences or hiding in the bushes, trespassing, that could be a call for service too, just because people are not aware that this is going on, right? Another big one, erratic driving. So if people are playing the Water Wars game while they're in cars, that can lead to some erratic driving, which, as you can imagine, can cause some issues on the roadways for sure. At night, if someone's kind of hiding at night, you know, trying to get that student as they're coming home from work or something like that, that can cause some police calls too. And then, unfortunately, it does happen sometimes a mistaken identity can turn into a confrontation. So what starts off innocent, fun, it's a game, someone doesn't know what's going on, they confront somebody with a squirt gun, that becomes a confrontation. We don't want that to happen. And that can also happen online with maybe some online threats or harassment. And I'll tell you a quick story. What I experienced when I was working road patrol is we had students playing in a car, and it became a road rage incident. And then one of the students hit the other driver with a squirt gun, and that caused a big old problem. And, you know, thankfully we resolved it, and we don't want to see those things happen. And this is supposed to be a lighthearted thing for the students to do.
Yeah.
So here's some guidance I'll give to parents to talk to with their students, or if any students are listening themselves. Please only play during daylight hours, you know, just eliminate that mistaken identity aspect from the game. Avoid private property for sure. Make sure you're not sneaking through backyards or hiding in some neighbor's bushes or something like that where they don't know you're supposed to be there. I would also recommend that people don't use those Orbeez gel guns. I'm not sure if you're aware of those. They were new to me. Oh, they sound pretty cool. But unfortunately, those they shoot like pellets that are filled with gel or water. And they could be a little painful, you know, for up close. Also, those guns are, they model after real firearms, so they can be easily mistaken. Yeah. So we don't want that.
And you don't want to put an eye out.
No.
You put your eye out, kid.
No eye outs. Eye patches are cool for pirates, but maybe not for walking across the stage of graduation.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I'd recommend against that for sure. And please don't play in vehicles. It is distracted driving month, and we do have an officer on the road right now that's looking out for distracted driving. But also, it's just super dangerous when you mix distraction, the squirt guns with driving, and we don't want to see anything bad happen there for sure. The biggest thing is if you're a student, communicate with your parents. If you're a parent, communicate with your student to let them know that this is happening. Hey, mom or dad, I'm playing in the water wars. That means some people might be sneaking in our backyard. Don't be alarmed. Let the neighbors know too. Mm-hmm. This actually happened with me at my house. So it was a few years ago. My neighbor's daughter was graduating from high school. So she got a hold of me and she goes, hey, Pat, I just want to let you know that my daughter's participating in the water wars. So if you see kids sneaking around at night with water guns, it's okay. So I appreciate that as a neighbor.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Just so that I could keep an eye out. Plus, I want to kind of see and give her the heads up, you know, in case she was about to get eliminated from the game. So I think that's pretty cool. Some pretty general things. But really, overall, just have fun, but be safe. Do it responsibly. Communicate. We want to see this tradition continue in a safe manner and not see any issues. And I will say it's fairly rare that we do get calls when this is occurring, but anything that can happen will happen. So we just want to avoid it the best we can in the meantime.
What came to my mind was, this was a month or so ago, there was, and I don't remember where it happened, but it was a real tragic incident where students were pulling a prank on their teacher. They were going to TP his tree, and he knew about it. Like, they were, this was a sanctioned, or not sanctioned, but like the teacher was in on this joke, and the kids, in a hurry to get away, they ended up striking with the car and killed him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's tragic. Yeah.
And that was the last thing that anybody anticipated was going to happen. But when you're not paying attention to your driving skills the way that you should, you're trying to get away quickly, accidents can happen.
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned it last week, it's that divided attention.
Yep.
So we often think that we can multitask, and really that's not how our brain works, right? So we task switch.
Yeah.
So if I'm driving, that's my task. If I look at my phone, I'm switching to a different task, which means the driving task is not being, it's not 100% attention. And, you know, that's when accidents happen. That's when those tragedies happen, when we're not focusing our attention on what's important then and there. And actually, so this topic came about, I saw a news article about this. I'm like, well, that's really interesting. And it came out of Grosse Pointe just recently, where the neighbors saw someone crouching in the bushes, thought that there was a man armed with a gun. They called 911. Thankfully, the St. Clair Shores officers that were working recognized it was probably a senior prank, and it didn't escalate from there. But it's just something to be cautious of.
Yep, absolutely. Good to know. And good to know that the school year is winding down.
It is. I can't believe it.
Spring break's over. We're into April.
It's wild. Yeah. I know we're already looking forward into the summer, and I already feel like the summer's over and hasn't even gotten here yet. But, you know, all those end of school year things, the proms and the graduation parties are all coming about, and it's an exciting time. You know, it really is. But it, I enjoy the schools, and, you know, I work with the school resource officers, so they're kind of they're winding down and getting kind of sad. You know, their school year's about over, but hey, it comes around again here in the fall, which will be here before we know it.
Bring on summer first.
I'm ready for
it. All right, Pat, thanks. Pat East from the Port Huron Police Department joining us on this Wednesday morning.